Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Scientists have identified a new strain of the coronavirus that has become dominant worldwide and appears to be more contagious than the versions that spread in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to a new study led by scientists at Los Alamos National Laboratory reported in the Los Angeles Times. The new strain appeared in February in Europe. It migrated quickly to the east coast of the United States. In addition to spreading faster, the report warned that the new strain might make people vulnerable to a second infection after a bout with the disease. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving forward on the next coronavirus aid measure. It's a sweeping $800 billion plus package that's expected to be unveiled soon. Democrats say key to any plan to reopen the economy is robust testing for the virus. They are also expected to propose another round of direct cash aid for anxious Americans, funds for states to prevent layoffs, and more money to shore up businesses in the stay-home economy. Pelosi is pushing the package even as the House stays closed due to the health risks of returning to Washington while the Senate reopens in the pandemic. Republicans are resisting new outlays as President Trump encourages states to reopen and Americans to return to work. Today, I asked Kathy Castor, a Democratic member of Congress from Tampa, about the new cash payments and whether Democrats in the House would agree to a condition the Senate may place on new aid.
The emergency responses so far have been so deep and broad to try to save a lot of our small business owners, to provide some sustenance to folks who have had to stay home and have been furloughed or lost their jobs. So I hope we'll go back and won't gloss over that, because it's an enormous aid package and people need to understand what's there for them. But in the next package, we really want to support our heroes that are out there on the front lines, the police officers, first responders, firefighters, make sure that our healthcare workers have the supplies they need to stay safe. More aid for folks. There will probably be another cash assistance payment. That has been a lifeline, especially while the state of Florida's unemployment system has really turned into a debacle and left people in the lurch on that. Those are going to be some of the highlights. And then we've got to get domestic manufacturing back in the United States. So we're looking at some tax credits for domestic supply chains and for companies that will retain their workers.
Senator Mitch McConnell has said that he won't go for another bill unless there's a provision that will prevent employees from suing their employers if their health and lives are at risk during the coronavirus pandemic. Will the House go along with that, putting in a shield for employers?
You know, that's the opposite of supporting our frontline heroes. No, I don't see the House. It's not even under discussion among the House Democrats. We had a conference call yesterday, a long conference call, that reviewed some of the options and needs for our local communities, and that was not even a topic of discussion.
That's Congressmember Kathy Castor. We'll hear more from her on the WMNF News headlines at 5:30, including how she thinks Florida is handling a reopening from coronavirus. Castor is holding a virtual town hall meeting this afternoon at 4:30. People can join by calling 855-436-3668. The Tampa Bay Times is reporting that Florida added 113 coronavirus deaths over the last day, which is a new one-day record. The total number of deaths in Florida has been 1,536. Tampa police say they are investigating a homicide that happened early this morning on the 1000 block of East 25th Avenue. They responded after reports of shots and located an adult woman who had died of an apparent gunshot wound. Police are still investigating, but they say it does not appear to be a random act. Facebook says it has removed several groups, accounts, and pages linked to QAnon. Facebook is taking action for the first time against the far-right U.S. conspiracy theory circulated among supporters of President Trump. The social media giant made the announcement today as part of its monthly briefing on what it calls coordinated, inauthentic behavior on its platforms. In addition to the QAnon accounts, Facebook says it removed accounts linked to VDare, that's a U.S. website known for posting anti-immigration content, as well as accounts in Russia, Iran, and several other countries. Well, tonight it'll be mostly clear with overnight low temperatures in the high 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and warm with highs in the mid 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app. Thanks so much for giving on Giving News Day.